Hello and welcome to DaddyLife.net podcast episode number one. My name is Hank Osborne, and I'm going to take an opportunity in this first episode of the DaddyLife.net podcast to introduce myself, my family, and tell you why I'm actually producing this podcast. Bear with me. I'm going to be podcasting some of my episodes during my commute to and from work. I work for the United States government as a cybersecurity expert. We live in a little suburb of Charleston in a town called Goose Creek. I affectionately call it Google Creek because we actually have a Google data center. We kind of got put on the map by having that data center built there a few years ago. And I was actually interviewed by a fairly popular computer magazine and when that data center was being built, because I was very active in blogging at the time, and I was blogging on technology. This person found that I lived in Goose Creek, that I was a technology blogger. The reporter called me up, and we spent a little time on the phone, and I provided some feedback. That was many years ago, though. And I guess I'll go ahead and tell you a little bit about my history in terms of internet. I actually own domain by the name of hoei.com. That's kind of the parent domain of all the things that I do on the internet. I've owned that domain for, I would say, probably 11 or 12 years. I don't remember the exact date I registered it, but I've had it since the late 1990s. And it's evolved quite a bit over the years. That domain's where I started blogging, and I'll get a little bit more into the blogging aspect and what my experience has been there. But the HOEI.com is kind of the root of what all I do on the internet. And DaddyLife.net is a fairly new venture, and I'm creating DaddyLife.net and this podcast as a part of it to help encourage and challenge and equip dads in their life in terms of just trying to be the best dad that they can be. I have some experience in this area, and I'll share more about that later. The basics of it is that my wife and I have been involved in facilitating parenting classes in our home for about 7 years. We've had a lot of interaction with families. We've had an opportunity to learn from them, to share with them experiences we've had, and the foundation for what we shared in our home in terms of facilitating these parenting classes was all based on the Growing Families International curriculum that can be found at gfi.org, gfi.org, and it's an awesome series. The core class in the series is called Growing Kids God's Way, and it is life-changing. I'll share more on that later. My wife and I have a fairly close relationship with the authors of that material. You may know the authors through their co-authoring of the books called the Wise series on Becoming Wise, Parent Wise. That's in particular, their most popular book is Baby Wise. Gary and Anne Marie Ezzo are the authors of the Growing Kids God's Way material and the Baby Wise. This podcast is not just for dads. I actually hope some moms listen in, and if for no other reason, they find this as something that they want to share with their husbands. This podcast is intended to be an encouragement for dads to be the lovers of their wives, the examples to their children, the protectors of their family. I feel very strongly about fatherhood and being a very influential and active dad in the family, and that is exactly what you'll get out of this. There'll be some awesome tips that will not just apply to dads, because one of the things I'll venture off into in this podcast and on the DaddyLife.net website will be internet security. Since my background is in cybersecurity, I've been in that business for a good number of years. I have also a very, very strong interest in making sure that children are protected when they use technology. And we're not talking about just computers and the internet. not just Facebook and not just MySpace. Well, as long as it lasts, it looks like MySpace might be circling the drain, and based on the rumors at least. But we're not just talking about security on Facebook and on MySpace and on Twitter. We're also talking about security in terms of using cell phones, smartphones, gaming consoles. That's just a snapshot of what I'm going to talk about in terms of technology, internet safety. The foundation, I believe, of internet safety is involved parents. The parents have the ultimate responsibility for protecting their children. You can't count on the schools to teach your kids to do it because they're too focused on academics. And the parents just need to be involved with their kids, teaching them good moral character foundation and helping build that moral warehouse to the point to where those children are going to make wise decisions based on how their parents have trained them. And in the younger years, of course, the parents are going to be making the decisions for them. But as they get older, that will transition, and the kids will begin to make decisions. And ideally, what we all want, I believe, is that our children make wise decisions that are good for them and the people around them, including the family and their friends and their schoolmates. So, a little bit more about my family. Sherry and I have been married now for 11 years this month, and we have four children, four boys. Our four boys are Riley, age 8 and a half, Caden, age 6 and a half, that's spelled with a C, C-A-D-E-N, and Josiah Joseph, actually, he likes to be called JJ. He'll be 4 in August of 2011. And then Levi just turned 1 year old last month, and that is our four children. We are not sure if we're done having children, and no, we're not trying for a girl. We'll talk about that more in a later episode. But a little bit more, I guess, about the dynamics of our family. We are a homeschooling family. My wife and I are both college educated, and my wife's her education comes from being a public school teacher. She has a BS in elementary education, but she's found that it actually helped her almost not at all in terms of homeschooling, because the dynamics of homeschooling children at multiple ages and multiple grades is different than the dynamics of the way most public schools run these days, especially in our area, where the teachers are striving to get the children to an academic standard that helps them meet the requirements of the test, the standardized test that they're given at the end of the year, which in turn affects the school's grade, which affects the funding levels for the school, and the district's rating, the school's rating, and so on and so forth. I'll get more into why we homeschool and how we homeschool in later episodes. Today I just want to give you a little bit about the dynamics of our family, who we are. Our oldest son, Riley, is going into the third grade this fall. He is active in Cub Scouts. He has been taking piano for about 2 years. He is learning Latin using Rosetta Stone. Those are just some of the things, I guess, that kind of help mark some of his accomplishments as a young boy. And he enjoys it. He's becoming a very good chess player. He actually beat me at chess for the first time just a couple of months ago. And that was a pretty big deal, because I'm a firm believer in having your children actually earn things. I'm playing ball in the yard and that kind of thing. You know, I'll let the kids make a run or miss a catch or something. You know how that stuff goes. You kind of let them get an extra base. But there's certain times that, and certain skills that I choose to kind of hold back on and let my kids learn the hard way. And this is one I actually chose to do that on with Riley. He played chess for months. He finally got to the point to where he could beat the computer version of chess on the first level. and he started beating it consistently. And finally, one night, he beat me at chess. And it was phenomenal. I remember the first day he actually beat the game on the computer. I was on travel up to Maryland, and he called me and left me a voicemail message and told me that he had beat the computer playing chess. So that's a little bit about Riley. Caden is he's a special kid, and I mean that literally. Caden has taught our family, I guess not Caden, but God has taught our family a lot through Caden's life. Caden is, once again, 6.5 years old. We found out about 26 weeks into Sherry's pregnancy with Caden that he was going to be born with several heart defects. They did some tests, and eventually, right before he was born, we learned that he tested positive for what is called 22q11.2, which is a microdeletion of the 22nd chromosome, and its common name is either called velocardiofacial syndrome, or another name is called DeGeorge syndrome. There's a lot of debate in the medical community on it's kind of a chicken and an egg thing over which one's first and what to call the deletion. So we just call it a chromosome deletion. It's 22q chromosome deletion, and what that comes with is a lot of medical issues. And when I say a lot, Caden was born with multiple heart defects, very serious heart defects, as if there are actually heart defects that are not serious. But he had to have his first open heart surgery at 6 days old, and he barely survived that, and I'm going to get into that more. I'm actually writing a book about our experiences early on, and actually, you know, all the way through our experiences so far with Caden. But parenting a special needs child is very, very unique. I won't say it's not easy, but parenting in general is not easy. I would say we just have adjusted our normal for our family to accommodate the needs that Caden has. At 6.5 years old, he is still exclusively tube-fed. He has had, I think, 5 open-heart surgeries now. He's had 2 back surgeries related to scoliosis. He actually has titanium rods running from his 3rd rib up near his shoulders on each side of his back all the way down to his pelvis on both sides. And he has to go back in every 6 to 9 months to have those rods adjusted. And so it's his life is pretty interesting. He is currently suffering from a bout of pneumonia he was diagnosed with a little over a week ago. He's been on oxygen 24 hours a day for over a week. He was not admitted to the hospital in this instance. He has been admitted to the hospital for pneumonia in recent months. And like I said, I'll get more in more detail on some of our experiences there, because that's one of the really, one of the subjects that I'm very passionate about, very knowledgeable about, is parenting a special needs child. Because when I say special needs, I'm talking medical special needs, I'm talking developmental special needs, emotional special needs. It runs the gamut with Caden. And this is a broad subject. The term special needs, I know, is a pretty broad subject, and it actually, I think you'll find that a lot of the things we have dealt with are applicable to your family. If you have a special needs child, or you know someone who has a special needs child, hopefully the experiences that I share with you about our experiences with Caden will help you better understand and deal with your interaction with your child, or with the families around you who have special needs children. JJ, he's almost 4. I call JJ Kool-Aid Man. If you've ever seen the Kool-Aid commercial where the pitcher of Kool-Aid busts through the door and says, "Oh yeah," that's JJ. That child has a presence when he comes into the room. He's a lot like me in his personality. My personality, my temperament, if you want to call it, is choleric, which is outgoing, kind of, I guess, outgoing in terms of I am I'm a leader. I'm a type A type personality. I am, I think it's called a high D on the DISC test. So that just kind of give you an idea of where I am at personality-wise. I'm the guy who likes to do it my way. I'm generally one who's trying to take charge of something if nobody's stepping up. And sometimes even if they are, that's kind of a weakness of my personality. And our youngest, Levi, he's a mixture of all the others. His personality is still showing itself and developing. We're not real sure where he's at in terms of what his personality type's going to be and what his love languages are and those kind of things yet. He's young for that, but he's a joy. He's a very cute little boy, as all little ones like that are, and look forward to sharing some experiences with him as well. So I'm going to end it for that right there for today, and like I said, I'll probably refer back to this in future episodes, so bookmark this one, save this one. It'll help you as a reference on going back and determining who is this guy behind DaddyLife.net podcast. And I hope that's what this podcast has served, is to tell you who I am, why I'm doing this, and I enjoy doing this kind of thing. I enjoy sharing with others, and I hope you will join me in future episodes. My goal is to produce one podcast a week, and you will find links to this podcast on DaddyLife.net, and it will also be published in iTunes. So, drop over to DaddyLife.net, click on the contact button, register for our mailing list, and I'll keep you up to date on services that are made available. I'm going to start producing some videos. I already have a YouTube channel. I've had it for years. You can see some more about our family on there, and I will be sharing some other things about our family, and I'll be sharing some things in terms of the internet security and things of that nature as well on YouTube. So join me at daddylife.net/contact. Enter your name and email address. It will not be sold, I promise you, but it will be used for me to stay in contact with you. And also, don't forget to give me a call if you have any questions, parenting questions, technology, safety questions. There's several good blog posts on daddylife.net already. Give me a call if you've got any questions. The phone number is 864-372-9833. Once again, that's 864-372-9833. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to sharing with you next time.